Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides leading edge, empowering knowledge, and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wellness coach and nutrition and holistic health expert Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello there. Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm the wellness coach who shines light on what you put into your body. And boy, have we got a fabulous show for you today on this absolutely fabulous day. It's my birthday. Yeah, baby. Let me tell you. So we have got a show for you, and I think it's just so appropriate on my birthday to have Dr. Lisa Barangu here talking to us about babies and baby food. It couldn't be better, I tell you. I got up this morning, and it was so great. My husband gave me a lovely birthday card, and I tell you, that just really set the day. I'm just so blessed. I feel so blessed to have this man in my life who loves me this much, and I in turn love him back. So that's how I started my day. Then I had an absolutely fabulous breakfast. Chrissy, do you want to know what I had for breakfast?
I definitely do, Michelle.
Okay. It's a truffle oil egg. Have you ever had a truffle oil egg?
No, but it sounds delicious.
Let me tell you, it is my most favorite breakfast in the whole wide world, and I have it with Earl Grey tea, which is one of my most favorite teas in the whole wide world, and the two flavors go together. Would you like to know how I make this truffle oil egg?
Yes, tell me. I have to try it.
Okay. What you do is you take a little ramekin, you put in a couple dashes of heavy cream, make sure it's organic, and a splash of butter. Stick it in your toaster oven at 360 degrees until it bubbles. Take it out. Take black truffle oil. I prefer the black truffle oil because it has more flavor to me. Put a splash of that in there. Crack your egg in there. Truffle oil salt. You sprinkle a little bit of that on there. Some fresh ground black pepper and grated Parmesan cheese. Stick it back in the toaster oven at 360 for about, depending on how you, if you like your eggs runny or not, but at least 6 minutes and more if you like it hard. And then you take it out. Let it sit while you toast your bread, because it'll still cook after you take it out of the oven, and then you eat it, and that's it. It's very
Michelle,
simple.
Maybe your next venture will be a cookbook.
It just might be. Yeah, I've been thinking about it, actually. And I've got a lot of ideas for books. People keep asking me, you know, tell me I need to write a book, and I do. I need to get it going, but I've got so many ideas, I can't decide on which one to do next, but maybe I'll do a cookbook. You've got a good idea there. So after I had my fabulous breakfast, then I got to go for a walk. Now, we have a park around here that is not like a typical park. It's more like a forest. And I like to walk to that because I get the energy from the forest, which is very pristine and the air is clean. So I get my lungs filled with fresh air and it's fabulous. And then, however, I have discovered this little spot that you go to and you have this fantastic view of the sound. And the sun was out, it was shining, and the water was glistening with the sunlight, and you could see the ferry boats coming and the other little boats in the water, and then the distance was these absolutely fabulous mountains because the sky was clear, you could see everything. And I just felt so renewed and invigorated after that. I came home, and on my way home, I bumped into my neighbors who had some fish for me that they had just caught, and some salad from their organic garden. I tell you, it's a diamond day. That's what I got to say. I mean, it's absolutely fabulous. You can't have a better day than that. And then on top of that, my phone keeps ringing off the hook, family and friends wishing me well. So I tell you, this is going to be a hard day to top. But we're going to, and now I'm doing my most favorite thing, which is doing a radio show. So there you go, Chrissy.
That sounds like a great day, Michelle. I'm glad you're having a wonderful day because you're a wonderful person.
Thank you so much, Chrissy. But I had to share this with everybody because, you know, everybody's got to have a day like this, you know? All right. We have got Dr. Lisa Berengu here. She's an author and advocate for healthy lives. And we're going to be talking about making your own baby food. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you. Thanks, Michelle, for having me. I'm happy to be on.
Great. Well, we're happy to have you. So you have made it your passion to write about making baby food. Now, what happened in your life that made you want to make your own baby food and then to share it with everybody?
Well, you know, my path to healthy living actually started when I was about a teenager. I grew up in a household that really gave no care whatsoever to healthy eating. My parents' idea of dinner was something out of the freezer, like fish sticks or something like that. And I became friends with someone who came from an opposite household. And, you know, I went to her house one night and they made a huge salad for dinner and it was the tastiest thing I had ever had. And that started my interest. It just was like, wow, you could eat foods like this. And it was really my first experience with real food when I was 14. And I ended up going off to college, you know, after spending time with my friend and her family. And I decided to major in nutrition. And I took my first nutrition class and I thought, this is exactly what I want to be doing. It made, you know, I had been taking science classes that were very abstract. And then as soon as I took nutrition and that science was applied to it, I thought this is just right up my alley. So it really sparked a passion in me. And I pursued getting a degree in nutrition. And then I ended up going into graduate school and I did food science. So I kind of veered off course from nutrition and went into food science because I just didn't know what I was going to do with my degree. And found myself working for a food company, major food company, making soda for a living. Didn't really think that much of it. Just was kind of one of those things, you get into a job, you're happy to have a good paycheck, and you're just doing it. And then I went back to graduate school for another degree in food science, and then took a job at another food company making some processed meat, which was really gross. And right when I took that job, I became pregnant with my first child. And when I became pregnant, that's when I started thinking again about the importance of nutrition. I've always maintained good health for myself, but once I got pregnant, I started really thinking about my role for this child and my role in the world and being a bit more responsible beyond just what was for me. And started really questioning my career choice of making processed food for a living. And certainly started questioning, you know, how could I go to work every day doing this, knowing I'm never going to give this to my child. I just started thinking, I'll never give this food to my child. So, you know, from the birth of my first child, I knew I would be making homemade baby food exclusively for him. I didn't want processed food that was excessively heat treated with nutrients being destroyed and fillers being added. I just wanted fresh, real food for him. And I ended up deciding to stay home to raise my child, and I didn't go back to work. And I had two more children after that, so I have a total of three children. And I made homemade baby food for all three of them. And by the time I got to my third, I had developed, you know, a really fast system, a really efficient approach of making a lot of baby food and keeping it stocked in my freezer. And I had lots of friends who were trying to make homemade baby food, and they would always say to me, I'm just so impressed with you, and how do you keep your head wrapped around it? I just can't seem to create enough of it. Or, you know, they'll make a whole bunch of apple puree or a whole bunch of sweet potato puree and then think, well, we ate sweet potatoes for a month, now what do I do? and they couldn't, you know, get their head wrapped around how to really provide a diverse diet and for their baby in puree form and all the work required to be in the kitchen, you know, an hour a day or whatever it was they were spending. And then they would give up and start on jarred foods, even though they didn't want to. And that really inspired me to start helping them. So at first I was like, you know, I'll just make bigger batches at my house and I'll bring you some. And then I thought, you know what, I'm going to start a homemade baby food service. So I started a service locally where I was living, where I would go into mothers' homes and I would make homemade baby food for them in their kitchen. And through that service, I developed a system to make 3 months' worth of baby food in 3 hours. And I'd store it in their freezer, and they would be good to go. And I'd give them all the instructions on how to combine food and how to feed their baby nutritionally, you know, balanced diets. And parents were just, they would just sit there and stare at me in shock at, like, how efficient and everything I was doing. And I wish I could do this, and can you share this information? And I just, you know, got so wrapped up in it. It became very much a huge part of my world was dealing with baby food for my own children. And I started this business. And then I decided I need to put this into a book so that anybody can do it. And that's what I ended up doing.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, I love this story. You know, because actually my interest in nutrition started when I was around 13, a teenager. Because I was dancing professionally and you're always having to worry about your weight and all that kind of a thing. And so, you know, when you're dancing, you're using a lot of energy and you have to stay healthy. I didn't always eat healthy. I'll tell you that in the beginning because you don't really know what you're doing. But yeah, but it's interesting because you started when you were 14, when you first had your real salad.
I think that's a very special age. I think perhaps when you're starting to think for yourself a little bit and think about your health and you become aware of your body and your image and, you know, your, I don't know, you're being influenced by people and wherever it is, whether it's your dance colleagues or, you know, your best friend who happens to be from a health freak family, you know,
right.
One way or another, you start sucking in your environment. And fortunately, you and I sucked in the right influence, I think.
Yeah, that's interesting that we did. We've got to take a quick break here. But when we come back, I want to find out what's in that bottled pureed baby food that's on the grocery store shelves. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
You know I love that song. I tell you, welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show. Welcome to a new reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We've got Lisa here, and we're talking about babies and baby food. So, Lisa, tell me, what is in these bottled, pureed foods that you see on the grocery store shelves for the babies that you did not want to feed your child, or your children, actually?
Well, you know, jarred baby food certainly won't. I wouldn't go as far to say it would harm your child, but I'd say it's definitely not the most optimal food to feed them. The thing about jarred baby food and processed baby food is that, you know, if you ever look at those jars of food, they can last on the shelf for years, literally years. You could purchase it, leave it in your cabinet for like 6 years and go and eat it, and it would taste the same as it did the day you bought it. And food companies like to do this because it's cost effective. They don't have to worry about their product spoiling before somebody purchasing it. It works for them. You look in the middle aisles of any of your grocery stores you go to, and you'll see that it's completely populated with this kind of food that's highly processed in cans or jars, and that kind of stuff lives for a really long time without spoiling. The thing with baby food is to get it to that state, you have to really heat treat it and process it at very high temperatures and very high pressures. And that's what destroys any kind of bacteria that could possibly live in there. But while doing that kind of destruction, you're destroying, massively destroying flavor, texture, and nutrients. And what food companies will do is they'll say, oh, no, the nutrients are fine because we go and we add them back. We know it destroys them, but we add them back. But, you know, lots of research and really common sense would tell you that nutrients are much better absorbed when consumed in their natural state, not when you're, you know, synthetically adding them back into something. So, you know, they're nutritionally inferior. That probably when their studies do show that when you consume those products, you're getting less nutrients because your body's just not absorbing them. Even if they add them back at twice the level that they think they were originally in, you're not going to get the same nutrients as if you were to have consumed that same, the real food, you know, rather than it being processed in a jar.
Right.
And they're just really, really bland. The flavors are bland, so your baby doesn't get to really experience any kind of flavor in their mouth. And you think about the kinds of palates our children have, specifically in our country. You know, most kids are like, no, I just want French fries and mac and cheese and chicken fingers. And, you know, look at the kids' menu at any restaurant. It's the blandest food you could possibly have. And I strongly believe a lot of it begins, it definitely begins from the very beginning, from what you feed your child. You know, you hone their palate, you train their palate to accept flavors. And if you miss a window from the very beginning to introduce them to the real flavors of natural foods and nature, then they just won't want it. They want no flavor. And that's why they go for the really bland foods. And they say, oh, no, it's just too spicy or it's too whatever. They just don't want it. But
well, but they also go for those foods, the French fries and the chicken nuggets and all that have got a ton of salt in them.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, and they're fried. So
you've got a bunch of fat and a bunch mm-hmm. of salt. And then all those things are leading to the later problems now that we have childhood obesity and diabetes and high blood pressure and all of these diseases that were once almost exclusively associated with adults are now appearing in our kids because they're, you know, eating this kind of food every single day.
Now, does the baby food that's on the shelves in the jars, does that have a lot of sodium in it?
No. It actually doesn't have sodium in it, and they don't have added colors, and they don't have artificial flavors. They used to have those years ago, but food companies stopped doing that. So there aren't these horrible additives. There are additives such as thickeners, so like gums, hydrocolloids, things like flowers, guar gum, or xanthan gum, things that just thicken up the puree. And the reason you put that in is so that when that jar is sitting on there for years, that the food doesn't start to separate. You know, it separates out and you can see, you know, like a watery phase on the top of the food. They, you know, food companies don't want you to ever see that because people think it's a negative thing when they see it, even though that's very natural. So they put these thickeners in. And even though those thickeners aren't necessarily harmful, they're an unnecessary ingredient for baby to have to digest. And also, it dilutes the nutrient density of what you're feeding baby. So instead of having, you know, one jar of just pureed peas, well, it's not just pureed peas anymore for that quantity of food. It's filled with a bunch of ingredients. You know, the volume of it is 20% thickener.
And right. Well, you know, the guar gum that they're using as a thickener, a few years ago they had an issue with it because people were using it when they went on a diet because it would fill up their stomachs and they would feel satiated. And then sometimes it was getting stuck in their intestines.
Lovely.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not really, even though it might not be so harmful, you know, maybe in minute amounts or whatever, it still isn't something that you want your little baby, you know, your newborn trying to have to digest, you know.
Sure. I mean, I don't think anybody should be digesting anything that's not natural. But I mean, specifically a newborn, you know, you want their system to be they already are pure. And it's like, maintain the purity as long as you can. Why pollute it with a bunch of stuff they're not meant to digest? You're just stressing your whole digestive system and making them process things that their bodies aren't meant to. They'll learn to, but they're not meant to. And it causes unnecessary stress on their bodies. So, I mean, I usually take the approach of, I don't try to do the scare tactic of don't ever buy jarred baby food for your baby. It's going to poison them. It's more of, that's really not optimal. You could do a lot better. You know, if you're really in a bind, you're on a trip, you ran out of food, you got to buy a jar. Well, don't, you know, lose sleep over feeding your baby a jar, you know, some jarred peas or something. On a regular basis, it's much, much better for their health and their palate development to give them whole food that you've freshly prepared at home.
Yeah. So in moderation when you don't have anything else, then it'd be all right. But it's not the best thing in the world for a steady diet. And you heard it from somebody other than me about the processed food. Okay. you heard it from the horse's mouth, a woman who was working for companies and made stuff. So she knew, you know, don't you, Lisa?
I do know. Yeah. I've really seen firsthand a lot of the practices in food industry and exactly how things are created. And it's really, I mean, it's very interesting. I'm a rare example of somebody I'm very well educated and trained as a food scientist, as a person who's over there processing your food. And I just, you know, had my epiphany moment and said, this is exactly what I don't want to do. And I just turned away from it. And I'm like anti all of that now. But it's a little, causes a little bit of tension for me with my former colleagues who are friends of mine who still look at me like, why are you bashing this? You know, it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm trying to educate them and they don't want to hear it because, you know, that's their world. That's their paycheck. And right. They don't want to hear me bashing it. But for sure, I stay away from processed foods. I mean, I'm not 100% processed food free because in the world we live in, that's really almost impossible to be. Mm-hmm. But I limit them as much as I possibly can, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the advice I give people too. So you had an aha moment then, and you were working in the industry and you had this aha moment and it turned you around. That's great.
I did. I mean, I probably had a lot of those moments along the way. And you know, sometimes you go along your path of life and you have things whispering at you at your conscience of this isn't what you like, this isn't what you support. And you just kind of brush it aside because it's not convenient to really acknowledge it. And I guess when I became pregnant, you know, that was my time to just be really honest with myself and say, no, you know this isn't good. Don't continue on this path. Turn around now. You have a real excuse to do so now. But, I mean, when I was working specifically with processed meats, I mean, I was working training people how to taste these meats and analyze flavor of them, and I had such a hard time tasting them myself, knowing what was in them. I mean, I really had a hard time going to work every day. It was very difficult. It was really easy to quit.
Yeah. My goodness. Well, we're going to take another quick break, and I don't know when we come back if you want to say what's in those meats or not, or if you just want to continue talking about baby food and how to make it, you know, your homemade. You're listening to the Michelle Bland Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellness1.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellness1.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit themichellebondshow.com and step into your new reality.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awakening to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We've got Dr. Lisa Barangu here, and we are talking about baby food and how to make baby food. So we haven't quite gotten to that part yet because we're talking about all kinds of things. But you know what? Before we go further, I want to discuss something that is very confusing. And maybe after Lisa hears this, she'll have some input on this. And so that leads me to my What the Bleep segment.
And now, the Michelle Bonds What the segment.
All right. What I want to talk about for this What the Bleep segment is the grams measurement. Okay? Now, I always thought that a gram of something was equal to 1 teaspoon. And then 8 grams of something, 8 grams of something is equal to 1 teaspoon. And then I get this nutritional supplement that I was using, and they said to take a teaspoon, which is equal to 3 grams. And so then I realized, you know, there's not like one set, I guess, equivalency here. And so what's up with that? So I Googled it. And I found out that 1 gram, the reason why there's a discrepancy, actually, is that a gram is a unit of weight, whereas a teaspoon is a unit of volume. And so there's all different kinds of ways of measuring, but I'm talking about food and cooking here. So in food and cooking, there is approximately 28.35 grams to 1 ounce, okay? And so that would mean that in a teaspoon of white sugar, it is approximately 4.2 grams. However, a teaspoon of white sugar can be 4.2 grams or 8 grams, depending on how granular it is. So I guess it's the density of whatever you're measuring that would determine how many grams a teaspoon is, and that's why there's a discrepancy. So when I was discussing a while back, the 25 grams of soy protein a day is capable of disrupting your endocrine system, i.e. your thyroid, that could be as little as 1 ounce or, on a low end, 6 teaspoons, which would be 2 tablespoons of soy protein, or on the high end, 3 teaspoons or 1 tablespoon of soy protein. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that is not very much soy before you start messing with your endocrine system. So, Lisa, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Well, I would just add that it's unfortunate we have this problem with weight, specifically with food. The reason why we have this problem is that the entire world operates on the metric system, except for the United States and the UK. So the United States has their own little system, and that's where you have teaspoons and tablespoons and ounces and pounds. And that's why we all get confused. So it's too bad that that's the situation. If you ever want to, if you really need to know for sure, like if you're dealing with ingredients and kind of rules you're trying to follow of don't exceed so many grams, the best thing to do is get yourself a kitchen scale and just weigh the grams rather than trying to convert it. Because just like you said, I mean, it's totally dependent on the specific gravity and the density of whatever you're talking about. So, really thick granular sugar is going to be heavier than or lighter than really like a tablespoon of really big crystals of sugar probably won't weigh as much as tiny, tiny crystals of sugar because they're going to be more packed in there. It'll be more dense. So, yeah, if you're weighing stuff, if you want to know, follow something like don't exceed 25 grams of soy, then weigh out 25 grams of soy rather than trying to do a
a measurement by volume with teaspoons and tablespoons, because you'll almost never get it right unless you're always going to deal with the exact same soy, and you'll never get a different kind of grind of it.
Right.
Are we talking more about soy and endocrine disruption? Because I don't know a lot about that.
yeah. Soy's not the health food that people think it is. But anyway, before the break, we were talking about the baby food and processed meats. And we can't really go there about what is in the processed meats. But we can just let you all know that you really shouldn't be eating them. That's about all we can say, I guess.
I can say that meats like bologna and hot dogs, I mean, if you saw them being created, you would really probably not want to eat them again. Imagine a big, humongous pot where somebody's just stirring it with this huge stick that's the size of a room, and it's this big slurry, and it's this slurry of different parts of different animals that have been pureed, and then they put a bunch of thickeners in there and nitrate, and then they basically form a gel out of it, and that gel becomes something like a hot dog or bologna, and it's lots of different parts of different animals. You know, often it's mixtures of animals, and they're parts that you probably would not throw on your grill. They're what's left over, which you never touch, and then food industry finds a way to make money off of them. So they pour them together, make a gel, and you got a hot dog.
Oh, man. Okay, well, we certainly don't want to be feeding ourselves and our babies that. So I think you convinced me I need to be making my own baby food. Now, how difficult is it to make to make your own baby food?
Well, making baby food, actually, you know, it's one of the common misconceptions that so many parents have who, you know, ever hear about people making their homemade baby food. One of the common misconceptions is they think that it's difficult. Like, I would never do that. Why would you do that? And in reality, homemade baby food is actually one of the easiest things you can ever create in your kitchen. I mean, literally, if you're providing the best foods for your baby, you're simply pureeing fresh whole foods. You want to feed your baby peaches? You go and get some peaches, some fresh summer peaches. You clean them up. You take the seed out. You throw them in a blender, and you puree them. And that's baby peaches. And
wow, that's no cooking involved there.
For most fruits, you don't have to cook them. For vegetables, all vegetables, you need to have a light steam them just lightly, just enough, because they're so fibrous. You know, you want to make them softer so that baby's digestive system can really handle processing them, because their digestive system is really immature. So you don't want to give them, you know, things that are undercooked, just because it'll cause them a lot of gas and pain as their digestive system learns to, you know, digest that food. So vegetables, depending on the vegetable, you steam it for a different amount of time. But something, you know, like peas, you just steam for like 2 minutes. Green beans, maybe 5 minutes. And something like pumpkin, you're going to have to steam it for like 15 minutes just because it's got a big, thick peel, you know, on the outside that you're trying to steam through. Mm-hmm. But it's really easy to make baby food if you're doing it the right way. I mean, the kind of system that I have all worked out in my book, Real Smart Baby Food, I basically show parents how to make 3 months worth of baby food in 3 1-hour blocks of time. But the way they do it is just make individual purees from individual things. Like, okay, we're going to make a batch of pureed kale. We're going to make a batch of pureed peaches and a batch of pureed raspberries. And we do, you know, like 22 different foods, and they make all these purees individually. And then they put them freeze them into small portions, and they can live in the freezer. And the freezer is a very gentle way to store food. It doesn't destroy nutrients. It locks nutrients in. So that's why I recommend that approach. You can make a lot of baby food in a couple of short blocks of time and then store it all in your freezer where the nutrients get locked in and flavor locks in. And then I show people how you can combine those things. Like when you first start feeding baby, you feed them one thing at a time. You know, you start off saying, okay, baby's going to eat sweet potatoes for 4 days. you make sure they don't have an allergic reaction to it, and then you try apples, and then you do it for 4 days, and then you try peas. So you do that for a while, and then, of course, that gets kind of boring, and then you can start combining things and making more substantial meals. And my book shows how you can combine different things. So it'd be like, okay, here's a good meal. You combine one portion of kale with one portion of apples and one portion of beets, and that is a really good meal for baby. So you can make a lot of single ingredient purees, freeze them, and then you just pull out those purees and combine them when you're ready to have a meal. You thaw them together.
Okay. Well, so it's not then that complicated, now I see why you could do it in like 3 1-hour blocks of time that you're talking about. So
right.
Yeah, and you're just putting them up there and freezing them, and that's perfect. Well, this is great. We have to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to find out more about, like, how this can save you money, and do you need any special equipment, and what about picky eaters? Hello, I'm sure a lot of people have got some picky eaters out there. All right. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awakening to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Jesse is a friend.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you, and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic, not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Angel.
welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Well, we are here with Lisa, and we are talking about baby food and a whole bunch of other interesting things. yeah, it's great. But what I want to do now is do the philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bond's philosophy tip of the day.
This philosophy tip of the day comes to us from beloved Saint Germain of the Saint Germain Foundation. And the reason why I'm doing this is to help the people, because a lot of people are doing positive affirmations and they're trying to manifest abundance and prosperity and whatever they want in their lives. And it's a hard thing to do sometimes because you run into setbacks, you can, as you're trying to go on this process. So these are kind of some tips that help you get through the setbacks. So this one comes from Saint Germain. Students of any understanding to speak of must know that everything depends upon themselves, and that to form a habit of looking to someone else to sustain them but delays their own mighty victorious accomplishment. Victory over oneself, when this constantly generated energy is utilized in this haphazard, thoughtless manner, takes twice as much energy as is otherwise required to sustain them in perfection, in health, in prosperity and happiness. The students who want to succeed must face this fact and conquer it in themselves. So there you go. You got to depend only on yourself for your happiness, for your health, for your prosperity. Nobody else can get it to you. So if you're trying to do that, there's other means, it's probably not going to work so well. Okay, there we go. So Lisa, we were talking about baby food. Now, is it more expensive to make your own baby food?
No, it's actually a lot less expensive than buying jarred purees. You know, I can give you a price point example. If you bought a jar of stage one organic sweet peas, so that's stage one would just be your smoothest puree for your very beginner eater. Mm-hmm. For the most popular organic brand of that, the price range is about 79 cents to 99 cents, depending on which store you pick it up at. And for the equivalent of homemade organic sweet pea puree, it's 27 cents. So, you know, that's a dramatic cost difference. And also, not only are you saving money, but you save waste because homemade baby food that you store in the freezer doesn't require jars that need to be thrown out. If you're eating a bunch of jarred baby food, you go through hundreds of jars while your child is eating in their short phase. Now, that cost doesn't include any equipment that you buy but to make homemade baby food, but most of the equipment that you need is already in your kitchen.
So what do you need?
The things that you need are real simple. I mean, the biggest tool you need is a really good blender or a food processor, and many people already have this. A high-speed blender like the Vitamix, if you've got a healthy lifestyle in your family, that's a really good tool to have. A Vitamix high-speed blender, and it can just puree the heck out of anything and ultra-smooth. That's an optimal machine to use, but it's really expensive. So if you don't have that, just a really good blender that can puree stuff while works, or a food processor. Other than that, to freeze baby foods with the method that I use, which is the most efficient method of preparing a lot of baby food and having it on hand, you need some kind of freezer trays. And you can use regular ice cube trays, or you can use what I recommend are the silicone perfect cube-shaped ice cube trays. And then you can find them on Amazon. They're also available on my website. But I like those because the food pops out much easier than your standard plastic with BPAs in it, plastic ice cube tray. And also a perfect cube tray produces these perfect cube shapes rather than those kind of boat-shaped ice cubes. And they store much more compactly in freezer storage bags in your freezer, so you can really get a lot of baby food in a small space in your freezer.
Okay.
Those would be the main things. And then other than that, you know, you just need a knife and a cutting board and stuff like that. Just preparation things. It's some kind of steamer, that's necessary as well. And you can just get like a steamer basket and then pick one of those up, but you know, a local home goods store or Amazon and just use that and put it inside of a pot that you already have. Those would be the main things, but most of the things are things that a lot of people have on hand already.
Right. Now, you mentioned the Vitamix. There's also another brand out there called BlendTech.
And
I have a Vitamix, and I got it at Costco because Costco, from time to time, will have a special. They alternate between Vitamix and BlendTech, and you can get a real good deal on them. But that's something that you will keep for your life and use it if you're making smoothies or any type of thing that you want to have pureed. I mean, it will take an apple and turn it into liquid. I mean, so you can drink it. Because if you put an apple in a blender to make a smoothie, you get a bunch of chunks, and then you're sitting there trying to drink, eat. And I hate drink eating.
Yeah.
Either give me something to drink or give me something to eat. But don't give me a drink eat, okay? It just doesn't work. So, so that's a tip for those people out there who are watching their budget. Now, what do you do with picky eaters?
Picky eaters, you know, most parents are going to come across some pickiness in one of their children. It's rare to have a child that eats everything. And, you know, what I would say to parents who are dealing with that is to just know that all babies will likely exhibit some level of pickiness over the course of their whole eating adventure. But it's important to know that new foods may need to be introduced repeatedly for a baby, maybe as many as 10 times before acceptability develops. So if your baby like rejects green beans, don't just say, okay, he doesn't like green beans, and never give it to him again. Try it again and again and again and again and again and again, up to 10 times. And maybe, you know, you don't have to force feed the jar or the portion of baby food that you've created, but you should definitely keep making them taste it so that their mouth can acclimate to that flavor. And most times they will accept it eventually. You know, and there will be things, just like for many adults, there are a handful of things that I just don't like. Just a small handful. I like most things. Mm-hmm. But there are things that I just never warmed up to, and that's okay too. It's also important to know, you know, keep trying, and know that lifetime flavor preferences have been shown to be established by the age of 3. So it's important not to give up and give in too early, or you'll miss the window and you'll end up with a baby who truly never accepts flavors into their childhood and adult years. So just keep trying. And, you know, and there's one effective way to warm up baby to some strong flavor. So if you're trying to give them some pureed broccoli, for example, broccoli has this real kind of strong sulfur flavor profile. And some babies love it and some just don't like it at all. And a way to get them to take it is to kind of just cut the flavor a tad by maybe mixing some bananas in with it. Don't totally cover up the broccoli flavor, because you want them to start to learn to accept that flavor. But cut it down a little bit with some sweetness from a fruit, and then they'll start to maybe take it.
That's interesting, Lisa. We have to go.
Okay.
So mix the broccoli with some fruit to cut it, and that should help. Real quickly, tell our listeners how to get a hold of you and get your book.
Well, you can email me at info@realsmartbabyfood.com. You can go to my website at realsmartbabyfood.com. And you can purchase the book at my website, and it can also be purchased at Amazon.
Great. Thank you, Lisa, so much for being on the show. I enjoyed having you. It's been fun.
And Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And I want to thank the listeners for listening. So join me next Tuesday at 2 o'clock Pacific time and 5 o'clock Eastern time on the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. You guys have a fabulous, prosperous, absolutely fabulous week, and I'll see you next Tuesday. Take care.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality to empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Please visit themichellebondshow.com for more information and past shows.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Transform. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.